Easter Bunny's Magical Garden.
Lily had dreamed about the Easter Bunny's magical garden for as long as she could remember. But on the morning she finally reached the Golden Gate, the garden was not glowing at all. The rainbow tulips drooped. The egg baskets looked pale and sleepy. Even the little stream that usually twinkled through the grass was only a dull silver ribbon.
"Oh no," whispered Lily. "Something is wrong."
She had only come this far because she had stopped to help a bluebird carry a giant sunflower seed across the meadow. The bluebird had promised the seed was important, and now, standing inside the quiet garden, Lily could see that it truly was. The Easter Bunny hurried toward them, his paws dusted with bits of gold pollen. He looked kind, but worried. "Thank goodness you made it," he said. "By sunset, I must finish the Easter eggs, but the garden's color magic has gone dim. Without it, the eggs will stay plain."
The bluebird gently lowered the seed onto the path.
"I brought the sunrise sunflower seed from the hill," she said. "It was the last one." Lily looked from the heavy seed to the rows of tulips and then up at the cloudy sky. She had imagined the magical garden as a place where everything always worked perfectly. Instead, it felt like a place that needed help.
"What does the sunrise sunflower do?" she asked.
"Every Easter Eve," said the Easter Bunny, "it catches the first golden light of morning and sends it through the garden. That wakes the tulips, brightens the paint, and fills the eggs with color. But the old sunflower bent in last night's wind, and I've been so busy trying to save the eggs that I haven't known where to begin." He led Lily to a long work table. Baskets of eggs waited there in neat rows. Pots of paint stood open beside them, but the paint inside looked washed out, like puddles after rain.
"We can still try," said the Easter Bunny.
Lily picked up a brush and painted a soft blue stripe across one egg. For a moment, it gleamed. Then the color faded until it was hardly there at all. Lily frowned. "Painting them now is like pouring tea into a cup with a hole." The Easter Bunny paused, then gave a small smile. "That is exactly what it feels like." Together they hurried through the garden to find the best place for the seed. There was golden soil near the gate, rich dark earth near the stream, and a sunny patch beside the jellybean bushes. The Easter Bunny stopped at the center bed and lifted his shovel. But Lily did not move. She turned in a slow circle, looking carefully at everything around her. The tulips in the east corner were the palest, the tiny glass bells hanging above them were still, and near the edge of the garden stood an empty ring of white stones, facing the morning sky.
"What's that?" Lily asked.
The Easter Bunny blinked. "That was where the old sunrise sunflower grew."
"Then why aren't we planting the new one there?" Lily asked.
"Because the soil in that ring is thin," he said. "I thought the center bed would help it grow faster." Lily hopped over to the white stones and touched one with her paw. It felt warm, even under the clouds. Tiny silver lines ran through the stones like frozen moonbeams. The bluebird landed beside her.
"Those stones always catch the dawn first," she said.
Lily's ears lifted. "Then the sunflower doesn't just need good soil," she said. "It needs the morning light." The Easter Bunny looked at the stones, then at Lily.
"You may be right."
"Let's plant it here," Lily said, "and maybe we can help the roots with rich soil from the center bed."
So they worked together. The Easter Bunny carried dark earth in a wheelbarrow. The bluebird brought drops of dew and curled flower petals.
Lily used both paws to pat the soil into the white stone ring, making a soft bed for the giant seed. When everything was ready, Lily held the seed for a moment before placing it in the ground.
"Grow where the light can find you," she whispered.
The Easter Bunny covered the seed with soil and sprinkled it with shimmering dust. The ground gave a tiny shiver.
A green shoot poked up, then another. In a blink, a tall stem curled toward the sky. Broad leaves opened like hands. At the top, a great golden flower unfolded, larger than Lily's face.
But the petals were still closed.
"It needs the first true beam of morning," said the Easter Bunny softly. "Until then, we must wait."
Waiting was hard. The clouds above the garden were thick and gray, and the air felt hushed.
Lily sat beside the sunflower, watching the sky. What if the sun never broke through? What if Easter morning came and all the eggs stayed plain?
Then she noticed something else. The glass bells over the tulips were hanging crooked.
A climbing vine had wrapped around the bell stand and pulled it sideways, so the bells no longer faced the sunflower.
"Look," Lily called. "Even if the flower opens, the bells won't catch the light."
The Easter Bunny hurried over. "You sharp little rabbit," he said. "I didn't see that at all."
"Can we fix it?" Lily asked.
"We can," he said, "but I'll need steady paws."
"I have steady paws," Lily replied.
Together they untangled the vine. Lily held the bell stand still, while the Easter Bunny tightened the silver hook at the top. The bluebird tugged away the last curly stem. When they finished, the glass bells hung straight again, waiting like tiny windows. At last, the clouds began to thin. A silver edge appeared in the sky. Then a single golden beam slipped through and touched the top petal of the sunflower. The flower opened all at once. Warm light spilled from its center, bright as honey and soft as song. The beam passed through the glass bells, which flashed pink, blue, yellow, and lavender. Color streamed over the tulips in shining ribbons.
The tulips lifted their heads. The stream began to sparkle.
The pale paint pots gleamed as if someone had stirred stars into them. And the eggs? Oh, the eggs began to glow. They shimmered with stripes, swirls, dots, blossoms, and tiny curling vines. Some looked like sunrise skies. Some looked like candy clouds. One egg shone with small gold specks, like sunlight dancing on water. Lily laughed and clapped her paws.
"It worked. You worked," said the Easter Bunny. "You noticed what was missing, and you were brave enough to trust what you saw."
All morning they painted and polished the eggs. Now the colors stayed bright. Lily added soft flower trails to some, neat zigzags to others, and one special egg with a bluebird flying past a giant sunflower. When the last basket was full, the Easter Bunny placed a small egg in Lily's paws. It was cream-colored, with a single golden ring around the middle.
"This one is for you," he said.
Lily held it carefully. "May I open it now?" The Easter Bunny smiled. "Tomorrow morning." So Lily carried it home and set it beside her bed of clover. At dawn, she tapped the shell open. Inside was not candy or a jewel, but three tiny sunflower seeds wrapped in a leaf. There was a note, too, written in neat brown ink, for the rabbit who noticed the light. Lily planted the seeds outside her burrow that very day. Weeks later, three sunflowers rose there, tall and cheerful, turning their golden faces to the morning sky. And every Easter after that, when the first sunlight touched their petals, Lily would think of the quiet garden, the shining bells, and the moment the whole world seemed to wake in color. The end. As always, visit us at readthetale.com for all your favorite tales and stories.